As they flew in over the sea, Matt and the others had a good view of the grassy clifftop. There was no sign of habitation at all, and normally there would be nothing to suggest anyone lived on the island. It was like looking across a huge grassy plain, except that the side of it had been sheared off and dropped away almost vertically to the sea. But today was not a normal day for the island. Matt could see at once where they would be digging. It was a small, low hill bulging up from the flat plain like a medieval burial mound or barrow. Clustered round it, like metal insects, were several yellow diggers and earth movers and two off-road four-wheel drive vehicles. Harper was serious, and he was in a hurry. It was cold on the cliffs, despite the bright morning sunshine. The long grass was blowing in the wind, which whipped around Matt's body, tugging at his coat and freezing his ears. He stood with Venture and Robin, while Harper and Catherine spoke to a man in a suit who'd been sitting in one of the four-wheel drives. After a few moments, the man in the suit nodded and walked back to his vehicle. Harper turned towards Matt and the others and gave them a thumbs up. Everything was in place. All the paperwork was already processed. They could begin. The man in the suit drove away. The other four-wheel drive belonged to a man called Sven, who had a neatly trimmed red beard that matched his fierce red hair. He was extremely tall and as thin as the metal rods being hammered into position round the site. The seats in the back of his vehicle were folded down to form a low table, over which was spread a large-scale map of the area. From Catherine's directions, he had already marked on the Maltese cross, and he told them he'd double-check the measurements using GPS satellites before coming over from the mainland to meet them. Venture and Harper examined the map and discussed with Sven where best to start digging. As they spoke, another man arrived with a computer printout.
"Ground-penetrating radar," Harper explained, taking the long folded sheet of paper. "No time to get the most modern equipment, I'm afraid, but this will probably do."
Matt had seen similar printouts before. It looked like a sonar trace from a submarine and worked in much the same way. Radar was used to map out the rock and any other solid structure below the surface of the ground that would reflect back radio waves, metal, different types of soil even. He left Venture and Harper with Sven as they plotted the results of the radar trace over the map.
"You really think it's in there somewhere?" Matt asked Robin.
She was standing just inside the staked-out area, sheltering from the worst of the wind behind one of the enormous diggers. They had looked so small from the helicopter, which was itself perched like a metal fly on the clifftop 100 meters away. She shrugged, pulling her coat more tightly round her.
"We'll know soon enough."
"You been on a dig before?" Matt asked her.
She looked at him with ill-disguised sympathy.
"Just a few."
They huddled into their coats and watched as Catherine directed the diggers into position, relaying instructions from Harper and Venture. Before long, the first chunk of grassy earth was bitten out of the ground and moved aside, revealing the rich, dark soil beneath.